Have you ever experienced a struggle, but you couldn't adequately express how you felt? I think that's why people love to read the Psalms. The Psalms give voice to our concerns and struggles and desires. They lay the foundation for a fresh, new start with the Lord. It's this kind of spiritual revival that we find in Psalms 85 through 87. Stephen called today's lesson, How to Make a Fresh Start with God.
I've heard it said that the victorious Christian life is a series of new beginnings, and I happen to agree wholeheartedly. Now, that doesn't mean you can lose your salvation and you have to, start all over again. Somebody who's been born again by faith in Christ can't become unborn. So you don't lose your salvation, but you can certainly lose your sense of direction, your joy, your contentment in Christ, and that's going to call for a new beginning. You might call these new beginnings fresh starts. There are moments of rededication to the Lord. You might call them revivals in your heart or your life, or where you renew your commitment. We tend to use the word revival for unbelievers becoming Christians, and I got to tell you, that's an inaccurate use of the word. That's because unbelievers are spiritually dead in sin. Their spirit is dead. You don't revive a dead corpse. As a believer, you are already alive then spiritually. But if you're in a spiritual slump, maybe it's a time of disobedience or disillusionment. So that reviving of your heart toward the things of God, that resuscitating of your spiritual hunger, well, that becomes a new beginning for you. It's a fresh start in your walk with the Lord. Now, here in Psalm 85, the sons of Korah are going to teach Israel and us how to make a fresh start as we walk with the Lord. And that fresh start always begins with confession of sin and then the joy of being forgiven. So verse 2 sings here, Lord, you forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. Now, following confession and forgiveness, the psalm goes on in verse 4 to say, Restore us again, O God, of our salvation. Here in verse 6, will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Sounds like that old hymn of the faith I learned growing up as a child. It was written by Dr. William McKay. Revive us again, fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. In other words, Lord, today is the day of rededication to you. Lord, make today a day of new beginnings. I want to make a fresh start as I walk with you today. Now, the next psalm is a compilation of several psalms. In fact, nearly every verse here in Psalm 86 is taken from another psalm. David is so saturated with the Word of God that it just comes out here in his prayer to the Lord. David demonstrates what it takes to make a fresh start in your walk with God. You see, beloved, you can't have a close relationship with God if you have a casual relationship with God's Word. You want to walk with God today? Then your traveling companion needs to be the Word of God. Now, as we arrive here at Psalm 87, there's a promise. There's a prophetic promise to those who've been born again. You're not only going to walk with God through life, but you're also going to walk with Him in a future kingdom life. And then after that 1,000-year kingdom, right on into eternal life as we think of it in heaven. Now, this psalm is a song of joy for those who've believed in the Messiah. And it actually connects back to Psalm 86, where we read in verse 9, All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. Well, these believing nations that are ushered into Jerusalem to worship the Messiah who sits on the throne, well, this is in the glorious millennial kingdom. This is still a future reality, and it's being celebrated here in Psalm 87. If you go over to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6, it tells us that every believer today is going to reign one day with Christ in that coming thousand-year kingdom. Jesus will establish this kingdom following the tribulation period when the Lord returns to earth. So here's the question. Who has the right to live in this kingdom? Who gets this incredible privilege of having a new beginning in this glorious kingdom of Christ on earth? Well, not just anybody's going to get in. In fact, three times here, the psalmist tells us that those born in this city, in Zion, they're the only ones who are given the right to live in the kingdom. Well, being born in Zion is a figurative way of saying they've been redeemed. They've been born into the family of God. They belong to Messiah, Jesus. John the Apostle wrote over in John chapter 1, "To all who did receive him," he's referring to Jesus, "who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God," there in verse 12. So if you've been born again, born into the family of God by faith in Christ, you happen to be royalty. There's a kingdom in your future. There's a crown in your future, if you can imagine it. So who's getting into the kingdom? Well, the psalmist says again here in Psalm 87 in verse 5, "This one and that one who were born in her," that is, born as citizens of the kingdom. Then again here in verse 6, the Lord records as he registers the peoples, "This one was born there." So think about this prophecy. By faith in Jesus Christ today, you've actually been registered as a citizen in the coming kingdom. The Apostle Paul wrote to the believers living in the city of Ephesus these words, "You are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, members of the household of God," Ephesians 2:19. Well, now, even if you're a citizen of that coming kingdom and you've been born again, you've been brought to life spiritually, you still might need reviving today. Perhaps you need a fresh start today. Maybe you need a new beginning in your walk with the Lord today. And let me tell you, the best thing you can do is remember your salvation. Remember your gracious, merciful Savior. Get this book, get the Bible back off the shelf, get it back into your life as you walk with God today. That's exactly what happened to the author of that hymn I mentioned earlier that was entitled "Revive Us Again." William McKay had made a profession of faith as he grew up in a godly home in Scotland back in the 1800s. His mother had given him a Bible when he was a young man, and she wrote in the flyleaf her desire that he would consistently walk with the Lord. Well, at the age of 17, William headed off to the University of Edinburgh to study medicine. His studies went well, but his spiritual life suffered. In fact, he needed some quick money, and so he pawned off that Bible his mother had given him. Several years later, a bricklayer was brought into the emergency room where McKay was working, and he'd fallen off a tall scaffold and was seriously injured. Dr. McKay attended to him, and in fact, he determined this man had no hope of survival. He asked the young man if there were any family members nearby that he could notify, and he said, "No, Dr. McKay, but would you at least notify my landlady and ask her to bring me my Bible?" Well, over the next several days, this young man could be seen reading his Bible, sometimes falling asleep and even hugging that Bible to his chest. As expected, not long after, he passed away. Dr. McKay went into that young man's room to fill out the death certificate, and he happened to look over at the Bible, and it seemed to him vaguely familiar. He opened it. He couldn't believe what he saw. He rushed from the room with that Bible, sat down in his office, and opened it to the flyleaf, and there it was, in his mother's own handwriting. See, this was the Bible she'd given him as a college student. He was immediately convicted of his prodigal heart, and right there in his office, Dr. William McKay had a new beginning. He repented of his sin against the Lord. And let me tell you, he had a revival. He had a new beginning. Let me ask you, do you need to be born again today by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You can do that right where you sit. As you're driving along, pull over. Ask him to become your Savior. Maybe you're a Christian, but you need to have your fellowship with the Lord restored. You need to turn back toward him. You need to tune back in to the Word of God. Well, do that right now. Do whatever you need to do. Make everything right between you and God. And until our next wisdom journey, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey. He called this lesson, How to Make a Fresh Start with God. I hope it encouraged you. Do you know someone who could use a fresh start? Please share this podcast with them. I'm sure it would encourage them. And also, be sure and subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast app. When you do, that helps more people find this content. Join us again next time as we continue the wisdom journey.